You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my new series, Parrish. My character, Gray Parrish, was a getaway driver.
I'm retired from life. You know that.
He's in a world over his head.
Tell me about this driver job.
And he's asked to start to figure things out.
I did what you told me to.
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC+.
Second date update.
You know, the kiddos may not realize this, but years ago, before Netflix and chill, couples used to go to the actual movie theaters to hook up on their dates.
Oh, that's right.
Right in front of a family of four.
Oh, wow.
You'd have to get it in.
I mean, if you're classy, you'd at least take the back row, Jeff.
The craziest thing about that time, the floors weren't even sticky yet.
Oh. What?
Wow, sticky.
Now it's just a whole different ballgame. Most people don't even do that anymore. They just make out in the lobby while they're taking pics for the gram.
Yeah. Now they're permanently sticky.
They are. But there is one couple who lived out the good old days and did their first date at an actual movie theater.
Oh, wow.
We're going to be talking to one of them today. Her name's Summer. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Oh, wow.
What base did we get to in the movie theater this time?
Oh. You know what, Jeff?
Really?
I have to tell you, that laugh tells me third.
Oh, yeah.
That's my take, Summer. I don't
know
if that's
third?
True or
is
not.
Under the bra? I don't remember.
We'll find out all the details we need to. But first, let's hear about the guy that you went out with. What's his name?
Michael.
Okay, where'd you meet Michael?
Online.
All right. Good. Oh, that's cute. Okay. Like you started online, but then...
Yeah, so this is a modern date? I'm confused now.
You didn't Netflix and chill.
So yeah. What attracted you to Michael online?
Well, we started talking back and forth, and, you know, he's just like a really sweet, really kind guy. But like one of the things that caught my eye, he's got these like huge hands. They're like really like manly hands.
Oh, I didn't know that was a thing.
Dude,
interesting.
I like big man hands too. I'm with you on that one.
What did that mean to you, Summer, when you saw his big manly hands?
Oh, well, I mean, like, you know, I'm outdoorsy and he looks like he could, you know, carve some wood with those hands.
Okay. Yeah.
With his bare hands. Yeah. Not even using tools.
Is that a metaphor now? I'd like him to carve some wood with those hands.
Carve your initials into me, baby.
I think it's a metaphor for Jeffrey.
So, yeah. Possibly. So you guys went out to the movies for your first date, right? How'd that go?
Yeah, it went pretty well overall. Like, fun. You know, I talked to him about going to the movies and all this stuff, and I was like, oh my God, I haven't been in like a couple years now.
Yeah. And I know I was kidding before, but it's still really fun to go to the movies. Like, yep. It's a different experience than just being,
but
you know.
It's kind of hard on a first date to get to know somebody
at
the movies. Did you guys meet up beforehand?
No, but we talked online for a while, like a lot. Like, when we got there, we pretty much got there when the movie was about to start.
And you can always text in the middle of the movies if you really want to talk. Like, just because you're not allowed to speak doesn't mean you can't communicate.
Dude, that's terrible.
Yeah, but we met outside, and I was right. It wasn't Photoshopped. It wasn't like forced perspective. Those hands were like your big ones.
Oh,
okay.
Okay.
What, would you shake his
big
hand? Did he like grab half his body?
No, she could tell when they were eating popcorn.
Oh,
he actually took half of it with one handful.
Yeah.
Just refill my palm, actually. We don't need a bag.
Tell us, what were the highlights from this movie date?
Well, you mentioned like popcorn and stuff. Like when we got there, I didn't think that we would have time for concessions or whatever, especially because like the person behind the cashier wasn't there and there was like a line. But like he did like something really badass. Like he said, like, hold on a second. And he hopped behind the concession stand and grabbed us a large popcorn himself and two sodas.
I'm surprised he didn't get kicked out.
Does anyone else feel like that he has a criminal background?
He's like, I'll stick a couple $100, but let's get in the movie.
When people are that bold.
Money. He did leave money.
He did.
Okay. Well, that makes it better.
That does make it better.
So that was a sexy moment for you.
Yeah, it was hot.
Use those big hands, daddy, and steal all this crap.
All right, you liked the hot butter.
What about the actual movie?
I mean, the movie was fine. I think it was like it was a thriller, which is always fun, especially with somebody right there that you already kind of have chemistry with.
Right.
Yeah.
Speaking of chemistry, though, tell us what happened.
One thing that was a little bit crazy is that he kind of disappeared for like, I think it was like 20 minutes. I didn't time it, but it felt like a large chunk of the movie. You know, he just went to the bathroom or whatever. And I actually kind of like got worried about him, like, did he get sick, you know?
Yeah, that's weird.
Did his hand get caught in some like, trash chute and he just can't get out?
Did you, when he came back 20 minutes later, did you ask him where he was?
No, I mean, like, I did something that was, I got a little bit freaked out that he ditched me, so I texted him if he was okay and if he was coming back.
That's what, that would have been my thought, is that I was getting ditched in the middle of the movie, for sure.
Yeah, but he texted me back and he's like, yeah, I'll just be a second, I'll be right there, I'm fine. And I was like, okay, cool. And then he came back. And we watched a rest movie. I didn't want to bring anything up because, like, you know, he might have been sick. You don't want to talk to me about that. So he walked me to my car. It was going so well that I was like, hey, do you want to go out for drinks? It's still not that late at night. It was like 9. And he was like, no, no, I actually have something early I have to do tomorrow morning. And he hugged me and it was like a quick pet kiss. And
I just always think you have to pair something with a movie on a date. Yeah, you know, you have to pair at least some food or some drinks, just some sort of one-on-one time where you can actually have a conversation.
And before or after, like you get lunch and go to a movie or movie and then go like have
like
a nightcap.
I think it's weird that he just went home.
Some sort of opportunity, some sort of activity where he could show off his hands.
Yes, what
he can do to you with them.
What? Handball?
They should have gone to one of those axe throwing places, you know?
Like, look, I got 20 axes in one hand.
I can do it with
that
pinky.
Get me fired up just thinking about that.
Well, let's play a song. We'll give you a chance to cool down a little bit. When we come back, we can call Michael for you and try and get you your second date update, okay?
Great, thank you.
All right, hold on. In most cases, it's considered a diss if you tell someone, talk to the hand. But for our listener, Summer, that's an invitation, my friend. Because the guy that she went out with recently had a pair of enormous masculine man hands.
Dude, it turns me on for sure. Just even you saying that, I love some big hands. I'm with her.
Is that the main part of the story?
Is it the only important part of the story?
We certainly focused on it a lot.
Right now?
But no, the main part of the story is that this was a date night at the movies with a guy with large Hemsworth-style hands.
Hemsworth.
So, look, see what you guys did there? Now you've got me going on this all the time.
You like it,
tennis
too.
Racket.
So, overall, she described it as a fun time. And, Summer, I'm just curious, is this 100% ghost situation right now, or are you still chatting a little bit since the date happened? Like, what's going on?
Well, it's been 6 days, and he has responded to my texts, but they're really, like, yes or no blunt answers. He hasn't invited me out, and, you know, like, if I've hinted at anything, he kind of, like, ignores that part.
Maybe he just can't text you very much because his fingers are so big. All he can get is a yes or a no
in
there.
You can do voice-to-text, Jeffrey.
Even then, you have to push a button for that. So.
Yeah, it's good tough. Point. I get it.
I mean, it's weird, though, because they had, like, super good, like, text chemistry before going into the date, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I still think it's weird that he just left after the movie.
Something had to have happened.
That is the weirdest part.
I mean, if you're into somebody, it doesn't matter how early you have to get up the next morning.
Yeah.
It just doesn't.
You don't even have to be into them. You can just still stay up and have a good time with
them.
True. Yeah, that's true.
So let's figure out what's going on. I'm going to dial Michael's number right now. You ready, Summer?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hey, is this Michael?
Yeah, this is Michael.
Hey, Michael. My name's Jeff from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. How you doing, man?
I'm fine.
That's great.
Okay.
We're fine, too. Thank you for asking. Yeah. So we're doing a segment on our show called A Second Date Update. It's where we help our listeners get back in touch with someone after they went on a great first date with them and they're not hearing back.
Okay. Well, who is this about?
It's a girl named Summer. She said you guys had a great time at the movies together.
So she called you and like told you guys about the date?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She told us that you guys ended up hanging out at the movies. And from all accounts, it sounded like a pretty good time. The thing that we don't understand, though, is she's saying after the movie was over, she wanted to go out and grab some more drinks with you, and you said no. And we're just wondering why. Like, why not? Why not just go have one more beer and get to know her a little bit longer?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, look, she was great. I had a really great time, too. I mean, I really wish I could have gone out that night. I couldn't.
Oh, no.
It's too bad.
Why? Are you not single? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm single.
Okay.
I'm not sure how to tell you guys this.
Are your hands fake?
What?
You have fake big hands that you put on to impress women.
He doesn't even know what you're talking
about. Summer,
oh,
Summer sorry, mentioned bad, that you sorry. Have some pretty nice big hands. And
oh, God. I haven't heard that since, like, middle school.
Okay.
No, you really liked her, though? You thought she was awesome?
Yeah, it just... Look, guys, I actually work at that theater.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
What? Wait,
what's wrong with that?
Don't you remember this part of the story where he jumped over
the counter
to get the popcorn?
And he probably knew exactly what to do and exactly what to pay.
I was like, is he a rock? Okay, sorry. Oh. It's just clicking for me right now.
Brooke thought you were like an ex-felon, bro.
Well, so explain it to me. I'm not getting it.
Look, I work there and we're kind of short-staffed right now, so... Like, normally, it's not a big deal. I mean, they usually have enough people. And
what's not a big deal?
Like, leaving my post to go see a movie for a few hours and coming back.
Wait, you were working? You were working that night that you were out with Summer?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
Oh, what?
Okay, yeah, that could be a problem for creating a good
so
first date.
That's why no one was at the counter. Okay. And there was a long line.
Behind the counter.
Yeah, so, like, what happened was when I did that counter thing... Like, there's security footage, and one of the bosses saw me on that footage, and honestly, they fired me.
Oh, buddy.
Bro, really?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Why are we surprised, guys? You had a date in the middle of a shift.
There's no write-up that could have happened.
Are you saying that this is Summer's fault that you got fired because she wanted popcorn?
No, not at all. She was amazing. I mean, I just feel like totally embarrassed and ashamed about the whole situation.
But why would you just call her back and not tell her?
Well, he doesn't have money to bring her on a date anymore, Brooke.
Yeah, he can't afford his cell phone bill anymore to make that call.
I'm like working on things behind the scenes here, you know? Like, I'm trying to get another job and then I'll have enough money and I can respond, you know, and just move on from that whole situation.
Oh, man.
That makes sense. I mean, I'm sorry.
I think she would have just, even though, liked to meet you for a cup of coffee and a walk, like,
know,
you can go on cheap dates, too.
He literally tried to impress a girl and lost his job because of
Man. I mean, he could have scheduled a little bit better.
Why'd you call it a cheap date?
Yeah, what? Why'd you say cheap date?
Are you assuming just because he works concessions at the movie theater that he's a poor person?
No, I'm assuming that he used to work concessions and now he doesn't.
Oh, so now he's even poorer than he was before, is what you're saying.
He doesn't have a paycheck coming in, Jeffrey. He's not calling her back because he doesn't have enough money.
Slamming Michael while Summer's been on the other line listening this whole time.
No.
What are you doing, what?
I'm helping Michael. He said that he couldn't afford a date.
I'm sorry. Summer just heard all of that.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Summer, are you there?
Yeah. Hi, Michael.
Uh-oh.
Hey. Oh, my God. I am. I don't even know what to say. I feel like such an idiot.
I mean, why didn't you just tell me?
I've been feeling so low since it all happened. I just was like, there's no way this girl's going to be into me. And you do have to admit, that counter thing was, like, pretty badass, right?
Oh, no.
Well, not that you work there. Now
No, I know why you were so comfortable back there. Oh, my God.
Michael, why did you schedule a date during your shift? Why didn't you just wait till you had a night off?
It was just economical. I mean, I was just like, this makes more sense to do it this way. Like,
he works there. He doesn't want to go back to work on his night off.
Yeah.
He wants to take her there during one of his nights on.
Yeah, it kind of makes sense.
They talked about going to a movie together, and he works there, and he doesn't want to go back there on one of his nights off.
I'm on a date right now. There's a girl in the lobby. Once this is over with, I'm
going
to go talk to her.
And get paid to go on a date.
And get paid. I'm getting paid. I mean, bro.
I'm not against multitasking, but I don't know that is the best use of your time.
Well, clearly.
Because...
never again will I try to do that. That was stupid. I fully admit this.
Yeah.
Well, now he can't.
Now he can't.
No. Oh.
But it'd be really nice, Brooke, if you said like one positive thing about Michael for this yeah. entire phone call. So what's one nice thing that you'd like to say
I
about
think
him?
Michael's really sweet. And yeah. I think that he did make a dumb decision.
Ooh.
That
close
he
there.
Regrets.
Compliment.
But finding a man who can learn from his mistakes is quite a feat
Ooh,
in and of
good.
Itself.
Brooke
yeah, there you go.
Good.
What do you think? Summer, would you like a project? Someone that you'd like to fix that has a lot of mistakes?
You are impossible,
sorry,
Jeffrey.
Excuse me, an unemployed project
yeah, there you go.
Who now has no job.
Hey, I have dated unemployed projects, and they can be very kind.
And
are you with one now?
And good in bed.
Okay. Michael, since you are unemployed, we would love to
Stop.
Send you
no.
out on a first
do
date. And
everyone.
We do it for everybody, but this is really, really useful for you right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, it is.
We
wow.
will pay
I'm
for
the
first date.
Yeah, I was kind of rude.
What do you say, Mike?
I'm like working on things behind the scenes here, you know, like I'm trying to like get another job and then I'll have enough money and I can respond, you know, and just move on from that whole situation.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You like her.
So Summer, even though Michael wasn't completely honest with you about things during your first date, he promises he has nothing left to hide anymore.
Hmm.
And he wants to go out with you one more time.
Did he
promise
that?
He made that promise.
Well,
no, I promised that. That's true. That's what he said.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Oh, what Jeff said.
What do you think?
He
could jump over the counter at a Wendy's and make a meal for you
no,
over there.
Don't do that or you don't work.
Frosties just take forever to pour. Like, oh, this is going to take a while.
No, a totally normal first date, Summer, on us.
I'm just curious, like, now that you're not at the movie theater, what kinds of jobs or what jobs are you applying for?
Honestly, like, mostly yeah. retail, like, also, like, at a warehouse.
Say lawyer.
And, you know, down the road, I'd love to go to law school and become a lawyer.
Hey!
Oh, there it
there
is.
There you go.
Yeah, maybe a brain surgeon.
Oh, Summer, is that a yes from you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yay!
Congratulations, guys. You got a second date.
Thank
you. I feel
like
this is more of a victory for Michael than it was for Summer for some reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just like always, man with the big hands wins in the end.
Oh, yeah.
Well done, Michael.
These meat hooks say thank you.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.